Okay, tonight, as we start our Pesachim, I want to share with you the standard brisket Torah on Darba Kaisis and the halacha lemaisa, dikin afkaminis that come from it. As you all know, we have Arba Kaisis by the Seder. I think the meaning by all of us is that we have each person sitting at the table has four kaisis of wine. And that's a prevalent meaning by Klal Yisrael. That's what it says in the Rambam. Taisus here in the first Amud of Arab Sachim, Taisus La Yivchesulai, brings that from the Gemara it's Mashma Shein Noisin Labanav L'Bnei Beisai Kim La'atzmai, that only the person, the head of the household, has a kais of Kiddush, Kim La'atzmai, V'umaiti Es Kulam B'Shalai. And he is mighty everybody with the Arba Kaisais. V'sfaruhu, Maisht Arba Kaisais, Mekiddush, Techol HaShana. Kiddush a whole year, not everyone has a cup of wine in front of him. So Taisus is Medayik from the Gemara, Le'yivchsulai, Me Arba Kaisais, that only the Balabayis has to have Arba Kaisais, and the Rambam holds that everybody has to have Arba Kaisais. This is a machlaik, it's the Rambam and at least the first Shita and Taisus. During World War I, when the Brisker Rav was running away from Brisk, and he found himself by his brother, Moshe Soloveitchik, for the Pesach Seder night, and it was wartime, and for however many people they had, they were only able to get four cups of wine. So they started to talk about what's better to do. If you only have four cups of wine, they have Chamar Medina besides, but is it better to do like Taisus, and just the Balabayis should get all four cups of wine? One person should get all four cups, and everybody else would be Yaitzu Chamar Medina. Or is it better to let four people have at least one cup of wine, preferably for Kiddush, is the biggest chiyuv of the four kaisis, and at least everyone will have one cup of wine, and then everybody else will have Chamar Medina. So this is what they were arguing about. There are different populim that come from there. Well, I guess it depends how many there were. Men and women are equal in the mitzvah of Pesach by night. So I don't know how they would choose who gets the four, I don't know. But the basic question was whether to do like Taisus and give Arba Kaisus to one person, or to do let everyone have at least one Kais. This is the argument. What came out from the Shtukl Torah that came out as printed in the Griz al Rambam, he says that there are two dinim in Arba Kaisis. One is like Kiddush, a bracha ala Kais, because if you remember by the Seder, each of the four Kaisis has a bracha. The first one is Kiddush, the second is Gal Yisrael, the bracha of the Haggadah, the third is benching, and the fourth is Hallel. So you could learn. So you could learn two ways. Well, I say there are two din. There's one din of the Arba Kaisis, just like Kiddush, that it's a bracha ala Kais. And if that's the case, that's Kaisis. It's enough for the Balabayas to have it, just like Kiddush all year round. There's a separate din of Shtias Arba Kaisis, separate halacha of drinking Arba Kaisis, when he calls from the Gemara later Derech Eirus. Ben Chayrin drinks and celebrates. There's one din in drinking Arba Kaisis, and there's one din in making brachis, making the bracha ala Kais. Therefore, brachis. So it comes out to be Arba Kaisis. These are the two dins. So one is the din of drinking Arba Kaisis, and one is the din of being yaitzer the four brachis ala Kais. Nafkamina between them. So the Brisker Rav, even though it's a machleik, is the Rambam and Taisvis, Sisi machleik, which is the Iker, the Brisker Rav says they're both true. So Gemara later in the Perek, on top of Kuf Chesam and Beis, the Gemara says the following, Shosan Chai, Yotzon. Posh Pshat and Shosan Chai, do I understand, is if you drink grape juice. Chai means raw, original grape juice. We squeeze grapes. You don't get wine, you get grape juice. So the Gemara says, Shasan Chai, so the Gemara says, Yidei Amarava, if you drink it when it's not intoxicating, Yidei Yayin Yatza, Yidei Cheris Lo Yatza. You have two dinim. There's one din of Yayin just like Kiddush all the time, you make Kiddush on Yayin, so that you could be Yaitu grape juice too. On Shabbos, you take, it's more Mahudah to use wine, but you could be Yaitu grape juice as well. And then you Yaitu Yidei Yayin, but Yidei Cheris Lo Yatza. The Hanhoga of Bnei Chayrin is Davka to drink wine. The celebration is Davka to drink something that intoxicates.
Doesn't Chai mean that it wasn't diluted?
So Chai could mean it wasn't diluted. It could be grape juice. I'll talk about it now, but we get to confess. Chai could mean not diluted. It could mean straight from the grapes or the gas. Either way, Yidei Cheirus means that you drank it like wine that's a normal wine. Yidei Yayin is when you drink, is to have them on the Arba Kaisis. Now, by Chamar Medina, that it says in the Brisker Rav, in the handouts that I had, drinking Chamar Medina is the same thing. When you drink Chamar Medina, Yayitza Yidei Yayin, the Arba Kaisis, Ala Yayin. So it's not Yayin, it's Chamar Medina. It's like Kiddush all year round. So they didn't brocha ala kais, it could be Yaitzah with Chamar Medina. But they did cheirus, you only Yaitzah if you actually drink. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is if you drink them, the Gemara says, shosim b'basachas. If you drank them, not in the order of the Haggadah. You have somebody who had an emergency call. It could happen that somebody goes out and that's all the call. It's happened. And he comes running back and he arrives back. There's 20 minutes left till midnight. Till Chatzais. What do you do? So Mishnah Berurah has a seder of what to do. I actually had someone once knock on my door. He was coming back. His wife chose to give birth. During the seder. So he was one of my neighbors. He comes running back and it's... When Shulchan Aruch already comes in, he says he didn't make Kiddush yet. I should tell him quickly what he should do. He's got 20 minutes till Chatzais. So the Mishnah Berurah actually has a Sifkatan in which he says exactly what to do, the Seder Advarim. But the Gemara says, Shasim Basachas, if you don't have time to do all the brachas, you're in a row. So you quickly drink, you drink four cups in a row. So the Gemara says, Yidei Cheirus Yatza. It's the opposite. Yidei Cheirus Yatza. You drank four cups. Yedeyayin lo yotza, but you're not yotza the bracha alayayin. So it's the opposite. So if you drink chamar medina, yotza four kaisis on four brachas ala kais. But now yedey cheres. If you drink them not in the order of the Haggadah, so yedey cheres yotza, yedeyayin lo yotza. So these are two nafkaminis that the Brisker Rav sort of plugs into what it says here. You could, because you make on the lechem.
Right.
Okay, but you, if a person wouldn't have lechem, he would make chamar medina, but it's true. But lemaisa,
so would they have
the Arba Kaisis, I don't think so.
Would they have made kiddush?
I don't think so. I don't think Shabbos, it's Shabbos, it's al lechem. But the other nafkamina, so these are two nafkaminas. The third nafkamina is the machlekes, the Rambam, and Taisus. Taisus says, and one person does for everybody. Taisus holds the ikar is the brachas alakais. The Rambam says everyone has to drink. So if everyone has to drink, that's yidei cheres, that everybody has to drink. So now they said like this. This is what the Brisker Rav and his brother Ramesh were arguing about. Who said what? I don't know. But this is how the argument played itself out. They said if we're going to give one person the four cups of wine and we're going to give everybody else Chamar Medina, there's no purpose in them drinking Chamar Medina because of Mo'an Avshach. You have to follow. If you hold it's like Kiddush, that the Yidei Yayin is like Kiddush, so you eat with the Balabayas, you don't have to drink Elamai, you want to be Yidei Cheres. But Yidei Cheres is only wine. It's not Chamar Medina. So he said, if we're going to do, we're going to give all Arba Kaisis to the Balabayas, we're not gaining anything for the Rambam Shita. The whole Rambam Shita is Gebayit on the drinking. So there's no benefit in giving Chamar Medina, which is, of course, a Bichidish. Rambam says he can be Yetzir Chamar Medina. But he's saying that that we would gain nothing. So they decided, at least according to the version that's brought down here in the Grizal Rambam, he doesn't say anything Allah Halamaisa, they decided it's better everyone should make Kiddush Al Yayin, and at least they'll have the Maila of one cup Derecheris and also the proper, doing it properly, a Kais Al Yayin. And maybe that's the way they decided to do it. But this Nakuda is the Nakuda that they are the two Dinim in the Kais Al Yayin. Now this explains, as you all know, there's a tremendous dispute, even today, the Paiskim, if you yaitza Arba Kaisis with grape juice. Ramesha writes very clearly in Tshuva that you're not yaitza, if you want to be yaitza the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis, you have to drink wine. If a person can't drink wine, sometimes people are just not able to, you know. But the Mishnah Berurah says clearly, even if you feel sick for a while, you should still drink wine. Yerushalmi says, I forgot who it was sick until Shavuos. He drank Rabbi Loi. Nobody says that on Friday night, that you should drink wine even if you feel sick. The Shabura says, even if you feel sick from it, he doesn't mean sick like a chayla, but if you don't feel well, you should drink wine. So Ramesha holds that you must drink wine. There are others who don't go with this Hoshtikal Torah of Derech Eres. B'shem de Briskarav, you find versions both ways. That the brisker the shita is you have to have wine, and others will say that the brisker shita is that you can have chamar medina. So then the kudi is that it depends. The brisker rav holds there are two dinim. If you can drink wine, drink chamar medina. You eat at least yedei yayin, but for the yedei cheres you drink wine. If the so drinking wine you can't be eat through a balabayas, that you have to drink yourself. Now, for years, it seemed to me that there's a Beferisha Gemara that should be proof that it has to be wine. Later in Kuf Ches, the Gemara talks about giving children Arba Kaisis. Now, listen to the Lashon HaGemara in the bottom of Kuf Ches on the base. Tan Rabbana, HaKoch Yavim Arba Kaisis Halalu. Echad Anashim, Echad Nashim. Echad Tinaikis. You give Arba Kaisis to the men, the women, and the children. Omer Reb Yehuda, Chimata Yelas Yeshli Tinaikas B'Yayin. Why in the world are you giving children wine? Mata Yelas Yeshli Tinaikas B'Yayin. So, if you understand the Gemara, the Pashtun of the Gemara, that children don't drink wine. If you understand that way, then it can't be Yaitza with grape juice. All the children I ever met, they all like grape juice. Why does it mean So it would seem to be commandment of Mefurish Gemara that the Gemara means wine, it doesn't mean grape juice. So there is some pushback on this raya. Somebody told me that they didn't have grape juice this time of the year in the ancient world. All grapes are harvested in the end of August, the beginning of September. That's just the way it is. The whole world, the whole northern hemisphere, all grapes are harvested in the same 3 weeks everywhere. All vineyards, 3 weeks, sometimes 4 weeks. All are harvested at the same time. A half year later, when it comes Pesach, people tied it to me that they didn't have grape juice. I don't know. I didn't live then. I don't know what's a big deal. All you got to do is cook up. If you cook grape juice, it doesn't turn to wine. It stays grape juice. So I don't know why they wouldn't have had it. But it seems that way. Would it spoil? I'm not sure. This is the argument that they had, and be one way or the other. Lamaisa, according to the Shtikl Torah of the Brisker Rav, which is in the Grizal Rambam, drinking wine is derech eres. You have to drink dafka wine for Arba Kaisis, and it will be derech eres. I tell people, instead of having a nice big becher, and then you say you can't drink wine, you get a headache, go into the store, buy a 3 or 4 ounce becher, and drink wine. That's the way it should be. The first year I was married, I came to the first Seder by my Shver. I was the first son-in-law, so they gave me a nice fancy silver becher. And a 7-year-old brother-in-law, He had this yellow tov little becher. So I went over and I traded with him. He thought I was doing him a favor, giving him a nice becher. The yellow tov becher was about 4 ounces. I wasn't going to get drunk the first year by my shmer, I had to say that. So I switched bechers with him, and then a person could drink. I should mention one more nekuda. The Ramban Shita, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban Shita is brought as a Yeshemer in Shulchan Aruch, is that by Arba Kaisis, you have to drink an entire Kais. It doesn't go according to Revias. By Kiddush, when you make Kiddush Shabbos, you have to drink Rav Revias. If you have a gigantic Kais, you just drink an ounce and a half or 2 ounces in Yaitza. By the Ramban says, by the Seder, it goes according to your Becher. You need Arba Kaisis. It goes according to the Kais you have. We have to drink Kulay Lechatchila and Rubai B'diyevet. So you have a big Kais, you're better off for a small Kais. And Vaitan, it's not true by Kiddush. That's right, it goes with the Briskerov's Hanacha. Not like our Taisis, that A, there's a din like all year round, the Bracha Lekais, and B, there's a separate din of Feiris, which is the drinking of the Arba Kaisis.